Welcome back to the Stephanie Zeller podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Zeller. I'm so happy to have you here with me today. This is a really important month for you to be tuning in to this February of 2026 energy update. As a reminder, if you have not listened to the yearly energy update, be sure to check that episode out because it's going to bleed into every single month. So you can think of that episode as just the second episode you listen to right after this one that will also inform you about how this month will go for you. If you're new here, every month I channel in four themes that you will experience each month. And what these themes do is they help you navigate the month. They help you feel into, why am I having struggles over here? Or what's going on over here? Or why does this feel like chaos? Or how can I really leverage the energy this month so that I can manifest and feel really good and achieve the transformation that I'm going for? These are the most downloaded episodes every single month, and you are in for such a treat with this one. If you are new to my work, you can find all of my courses and coaching at thetransformationschool.com. And you can follow me on Instagram or TikTok at Stephanie Zeller Speaks. Okay, let's get into the February of 2026 energy update. So the overall kind of underlying theme this month has come in pretty crystal clear for me. And it's an interesting theme. And it's one that I really want you to remember because it's going to come up particularly in the first 2 to 3 weeks of the month. And it could feel intense, okay? So the underlying theme is what I'm calling the burn or the final purification. The burn, the final purification. So the energy around this is like a burning away of the impurities that are no longer necessary on your journey so you can come out the other side more clear, fortified, and more determined than ever. Sometimes we kind of have to be poked and prodded and tested to see if we really believe in what we're doing, in who we are, and what we're saying. It's like we have to find that internal fire, that internal resolve somehow. And this month, there's this tinge of friction and discomfort. It's very similar to the darkest before the dawn energy. I have this episode. I'll link it in the show notes. It's about the darkest moment before the dawn. And there's a very specific energetic that accompanies that moment in our lives, which we experience all the time. And it's like it's this last push before manifestations and expansion can come through. But it can be very uncomfortable. It can feel like there's some last final test. It can also feel like there's too much quiet. Like we've been going for something again and again and again, but it's like not coming through. It's too quiet. So it almost can feel like this sense of lack. It can feel like a shock to our system. It can feel like, ugh, is this ever going to come? And it's essentially a test, a pressure test. It's a pressurizing force. It's like the universe is saying, are you sure? Are you sure? Do you want this really no matter what? Are you sure about who you're becoming? Are you sure? The image I was getting around this, besides kind of like the fire and the purification, is like a rock that's grinding on the earth, that's being grinded like back and forth, making the dirt underneath it super smooth. So again, it's like this pressurizing force, and it purifies us and clarifies what we're going for and our resolve for the direction that we're headed in. So hopefully you can kind of feel into that. So it's a purification energy, purification, resolve, pressure, insane amounts of energy, but also in the air around us, in this energy is infinite potential. It's like all this infinite potential swirling around us that's just waiting to be transformed into form. So it's energy waiting to be transformed into matter, into the thing that we've been calling in, the thing that we've been asking for, or the person that we're trying to become. It's like we're on the edge, okay? You're on the edge. It's the darkest moment before the dawn. Some of those stuck patterns or beliefs or issues that have just kept you stuck are going to be brought up to the surface because that final purification needs to happen. for the new thing to come in and for you to really believe in what it is you're doing and who it is that you're becoming. So we're on the edge. Now, some things will transform from energy to matter. It's not like the whole month is going to be like that. I feel like there is going to start to be some shifts. Some of those things will come in, especially towards probably the second half of the month. And then other things that we want, we're going to have to really stay in the grind. Like we're going to have to sit in the pressure. So how do you withstand and work in this energy? You sit in the discomfort, because it's the fire that clarifies everything for you. It's the fire that clarifies everything for you. So you have to breathe through it, be in it, and sort of reflect around, what is this showing me? How is this a test? How is this testing me? How can I move into that don't give a fuck what they think energy? How can I move into that no matter what, I'm going to do this energy? Because that is what is being called forward here. It's like it's trying to get you to this place of being so fortified and so resolved and so in your conviction about what you're doing or who you're becoming that you're unfuckable with. It's trying to move you into that unfuckable with energy. And we don't get to unfuckable with energy without pressure, without struggle, without the fire, without the purification. But you're at the edge. So it's not like, so sometimes when these moments happen, we feel like, oh my gosh, like it almost feels like we're at the beginning or it's never going to happen, or we've been working so hard and we want to give up hope. And this energy update is so important for you to hear, and also so important for you to share with other people so they know this too, that you're on the edge. This is the darkest moment before the dawn. You're not being shot all the way back to the beginning. It's not that it's never going to happen. It's that you're at the edge and you have to keep pushing through. You have to sit in the discomfort, let the fire burn away the purifications. And I'm going to talk about this in the upcoming themes, the four main themes, but you also have to take action. You have to take action in the energy of your conviction, in the energy of the new you. And that is you showing the universe, I'm ready. And I'm moving into this unfuckable with energy. So the underlying theme of the month, the burn, the final purification. And that burn, that final purification is moving you into deeper clarity, deeper resolve, deeper unfuckable with energy. Okay, so let's take a deep breath into that. Now let's move into the four themes of the month. Theme number one, you're at the edge of expansion. You're at the edge of expansion. You've been stepping into the new version of you, but some days, in some moments, you slip into the old you. You slip into old behaviors. You slip into old self-doubts. You slip into old beliefs. This month, it's time to let go and fully go all in on the new you. The reason for this is because your dreams are circling around you, but you have to show the universe that you're serious about moving forward and about not doing things the same way that you used to. You have to show the universe that you're serious about the new you. And how you do this is through action. From the new you, not from the old. So it's like you have to really move into greater awareness of, when am I slipping into old behaviors? And you have to have some sort of way of immediately shifting out of that energy when you're in it. So for me, when I can tell that I'm kind of slipping into old patterns or old behaviors, there's so many tools that I use. First of all, I use subconscious reprogramming. Any of you that are students of the Transformation School, you most likely have subconscious reprogramming tools. That is an amazing way to shift you immediately from the old to the new. You can do nervous system regulation exercises. A lot of times when we are in the old version of us, we're in our head, not in our body, and not in our heart. So you can do something to shift out of your head into your body and your heart. Sometimes a lot of journaling will help you shift. Also, sometimes just taking the action that the new you would take, even if it doesn't feel like you. Sometimes the action will bring your energy forward to the new you. Hopefully that makes sense. But with this theme number one, you're at the edge of expansion. You've been stepping into the new version of you, but some days in some moments you slip into the old. We've got to get you all the way into the new version of you. It's like theme number one is all about you proving to the universe that you're serious and that you're not going to give up. So it goes back to this underlying theme of resolve, becoming fortified, moving into greater conviction so that you can finally land in this unfuckable with energy. You have to be so on fire about whatever it is you're changing inside of yourself or out in the world. You have to be so on fire about that, that you will be in this unfuckable with energy. And you're at the point now where you need to do that through taking action, not just like thinking about it or doing inner work. You need to be out there taking action. Okay, so theme number one, you're at the edge of expansion. You've been stepping into the new you, but you keep slipping back into the old. It's time for you to plant yourself in the new you. And you do that through taking action as the new you. Let's take a slow deep breath in through your nose and an exhale out. This month, you're really going to see that all the themes are building and they really build off of that underlying theme. So theme number two is do it a different way. Open your heart, soften, let it unfold. Do it a different way. Open your heart, soften, and let it unfold. This energy is really about stop pushing and forcing and coercing. Stop being a human doing and start being a human being. Like shift from forcing, shift from I'm a human doing to I'm a human being and I'm going to allow flow and ease. This all comes from trusting your intuition. I don't think you can really slip into this energy of trusting and flowing and moving from forcing to flow if you don't have a good connection to your intuition. Because if you don't have that, you're going to keep using your brain and your brain is always going to be pushing. Like brains push. Whether or not you follow the push is a different story, but that inner sort of pressure and that pushiness is coming from your brain. It's not coming from your intuition. So in order to shift from pushing to flow and ease, you have to have a deep connection to your intuition. And by the way, I've had so many people signing up on the waitlist for Intuition Beyond and asking me the next time I'm going to run it. I may open it up this month in February. So if you're not on the waitlist, get on the waitlist, look in the show notes. There's either going to be a link to actually sign up for the course or the waitlist so that you can get an early bird discount when I open it up. Because yeah, 2026, this is going to be my primary focus, is helping people open up their intuition, accessing their intuition, stepping into their power, increasing their confidence, and activating their psychic gifts, because I just think it's the most important thing moving into 2026 and the future and beyond is really this connection. So you can't achieve theme number two, do it a different way, open your heart, soften, let it unfold, if you don't have some form of connection to your intuition. Really, in order to achieve this, you have to trust your intuition and you want to soften and keep your heart open. You want to trust the universe has your back. Sometimes we think a new way of doing something should be all about the strategy. It's like, okay, this hasn't worked before. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to think about it and come up with a really intense new strategy. Yes, your strategy may change, but it's about heart this month. It's about inspiration. It's about magic. It's about coming from your core, coming from your center, coming from heart. That is what is going to make something pop off, not strategy. Again, it's not that your strategy won't change. It may, but it's like the heart being open and moving from your heart and moving from your intuition and trusting the universe has to come first. And then the right strategy will easily reveal itself to you versus kind of the frenetic, frantic searching for the right strategy that comes with pushing and forcing and the human doing and your brain. That energy of the chaos and the dog paddling rarely, if ever, leads to the outcome that you're actually desiring. So you have to move into a state. Your emotional state has to come first. You have to move into this emotional state of trust, flow, and ease. It's kind of like you're gripping on to this box of this thing that you want so bad, and you're holding it, and you're like holding it so hard, and you're moving it around, and you have to kind of open up your hands and say to the universe, here, you take it. You take it. You help me. You guide me. And I'm just going to trust you, because doing it all on my own is leading to a sense of total inner chaos. And it's not leading to the results that I want. So I'm going to trust you. And the way I'm going to trust you is I'm going to listen to my intuition. I'm going to fall back. I'm going to breathe. And I'm going to be in flow and ease. do it differently. I'm going to open my heart. I'm going to soften and I'm going to let it unfold because I know that when I stay connected to my truth and my heart and my intuition, that the right moves will come into me at the right time and then everything will unfold effortlessly versus me frantically pushing and trying every strategy in the world. It's about trust. It's about ease and it's about letting your heart shine through. Letting your heart shine through, letting that authentic magnetic self shine for all to see. And that happens when we trust our intuition, because our intuition is leading us to take actions that will lead to expansion and helping us be seen, right? Our intuition wants us to shine. Our brain wants us to stay the same, because our brain thinks sameness equals safety. So our brain will want us to stay the same. So we could think all day long about a million different strategies, but if we're only using our brain wants us to stay the same, which means it's going to find strategies that keep us the same, that don't let us pop off. Versus if we use our intuition and our heart, our intuition is going to guide us to expansion, to being seen, to the things working out. It's going to lead us to the next level and it's going to help us to shine. It's going to lead us to something different that's going to actually work. So theme number two, do it a different way. Open your heart, soften, and let it unfold. Your new strategy is your intuition, okay? This month, your mantra is like, my strategy is my intuition. And I'm going to let the rest unfold. Let's take a slow deep breath into that. And a big exhale out. Okay, theme number three is kind of unique, interesting, and very exciting. It is lightning strikes, magic unfolds. Lightning strikes, magic unfolds. Okay, so this month, particularly in the second half of the month, there's going to be some sudden changes or shifts and momentum energy. So like I said, in the underlying theme, there's a lot of energy. There's like all this infinite potential. There's so much potential. There's this buzzy, like imagine buzzy energy around you that's just eagerly awaiting for you as a creator to turn it into something, to manifest something, to create something in your world. So the question is, what are you going to turn it into? You as this amazing, powerful creator that is partnered with the universe and your intuition, what will you turn it into? What will you almost sit back and watch yourself turn it into? Because you're just following your bursts of inspiration, you're following your intuition. What kind of magic are you going to create? Lightning strikes, magic unfolds, sudden shifts or changes and momentum. What will you turn all this potential energy into? Now, if you follow themes one and two, theme number three will result. It will just happen for you. So theme number one is you're at the edge of expansion. You have to take actions as the new version of you and show the universe that you are serious and that you are not going to back down and that you are not going to become the old version of you. Theme number two, do it a different way. Open your heart, soften, let it unfold. You are going to use your intuition as your strategy. You're not going to push, force, coerce. You're not going to freak out. If you do those two things, theme number three is going to happen for you. Lightning strikes, magic unfolds. You will see the results of this. You will see magic. You will feel constant guidance. You will see synchronicities, signs, omens. It's like, magic is just really going to come online this month. You're going to feel the magic and it's going to almost be like, what the fuck did that really just happen? You're going to have a lot of those moments. Did that just happen? Oh my, like what? Like surreal moments where your jaw's going to drop and you're going to notice the magic and you're going to feel it in your body and it's going to be resonant and it's going to be powerful and it's going to be jaw dropping. Key to this, follow your intuition, trust, don't force, flow. You have to do it from your heart, not from your mind. You have to trust your heart, trust that your heart knows the direction that you need to go. So lightning strikes, magic unfolds. It's something that will just, again, happen if you're following theme number one and two. You can't make it happen otherwise. So if you're right now listening to this in the middle of February and you're like, that's not happening for me, okay, go back to theme number one and two and start implementing and theme number three will happen for you. Let's breathe into theme number three and a big exhale. Theme number four is really interesting, very fiery. It's like, whoa. Okay, so theme number four is burn the fucking boxes and revolt. Burn the fucking boxes and revolt. There is some area of your life you need to change. There is some area of your life you need to change your thinking around and revolt. Maybe you're living by the wrong rules. Maybe you're thinking inside the box. Maybe you're playing too small. You're doing it the normal or the average way. Maybe you're not saying the thing that needs to be said. Theme number four is revolt energy. You have to embrace your inner rebel, your inner revolt energy, just that ability to revolt against maybe who you've always been or against other things. Like, here's a side note to this. This theme I'm really also feeling for the collective as a whole. So you will likely see this theme of revolt, of revolution get louder in February, a rising up against empire, against oppressors. Revolt energy is hot this month for you and the collective. And this is a good thing. We often need to revolt for things to actually change. So maybe you're revolting against an old belief or thought process. Like, oh, I've always done things the way that my dad taught me. Or I've always done things the way that my mentor taught me. It never even occurred to me I could do it differently. Maybe you need to revolt against a system or a structure. Maybe you need to revolt against the way you used to do things. Maybe you need to revolt against a person, a partnership, a relationship, a family, or a group of people. Maybe you need to revolt against oppressors. This is a full-on revolution. This energy is coming in hot and heavy, and it so ties into the previous themes, right? When you think about it, because there's this insane pressure that's saying, are you going to keep going? Do you know who you fucking are? Do you know what you stand for? Are you going to say the thing? Are you going to do the thing? Are you going to be unfuckable with? Are you going to stand for what you believe in? Are you going to revolt? Are you really ready for what you say you want? Do you really want what you say you want? Do you know who the fuck you are? That is February. I don't usually say fuck so often in episodes anymore, but I guess February is calling it forward. This is a big month. It really feels like a big, big, big shift. And it doesn't feel like the final note of the song. It's like, it's going to keep going over the next couple of months. It's a buildup. It's a little bit of a buildup energy. It's leading to something. It's leading to something bigger. But it's a lot of energy, and it's a fiery energy, and it's a pressurizing energy. And it's important that you're tapped in and that you're following these themes, because it's going to go smoother for you. Honestly, the most important thing is just that you're aware of the theme. So bookmark this update and listen to it once a week this month, because you may need it to just fall back into your body and be like, oh yeah, okay, that's what's happening. And I need to find my resolve. I need to find my power. I need to revolt. I need to move into that unfuckable with energy. That's what's calling me for this month. And the universe isn't punishing me. It's trying to get me to that place of, I know who I am. And I know what I stand for, and I know what I'm doing, and I'm not going to back down. Because when you get to that point of I'm not going to back down, that's when everything changes. That's when you've fully decided. That's when you're in certainty. And that's when everything happens for you. So we want you to get to that point, and the universe is helping you along in February, but it's going to be uncomfortable. Not the whole month. Like I said, there's going to be magic shifts, guidance, support, synchronicities, but there's going to be moments where you're going to feel that burn. And it's going to be so helpful that you've listened to this update. So theme number four, burn the fucking boxes and revolt. Let's take a slow deep breath and an exhale. So before I recap this whole month for you, there's going to be someone right now that's going to pop into your mind that can really use this episode this month. And I would encourage you to trust your intuition and pass it along to them, because something could really shift and change when they listen to this. They can really receive the support that they need and the encouragement that they need to keep going in this darkest before the dawn moment, so they can find that magic and they can move into this unfuckable with energy as well. All right, overall theme of February of 2026 is the burn, the final purification. This is helping us burn away all the stuff that's been hard for us to totally let go of. The bullshit lies and beliefs, the prisons of our own making. You know, I'm really reminded of the 2026 energy as a whole and how I talked so much in that update about some people are going to be living in hell on earth and some people are going to be living in heaven on earth. And this month is helping you move more into heaven on earth. So as I said, if you haven't listened to that energy update, that yearly energy update, you definitely should. There's a pressurizing force, but it's here to push you to where you need to go, to where you want to go. Theme number one, you're at the edge of expansion. You've been stepping into the new version of you, but in some days, in some moments, you slip into the old. You want to show the universe that you're serious about the new you, and you want to do that through taking action from your intuition. Theme number two, do it a different way. Open your heart, soften, and let it unfold. You're not going to push forward this month with like the grinding, the hustle energy with your brain. You're going to do it with your heart and with your intuition. And your intuition is your strategy, right? And that doesn't mean a new strategy won't come online, but it's going to be guided by your intuition, which is always leading you towards shining bright in the world and expansion. Theme number three, lightning strikes, magic unfolds. This will happen for you if you've been following theme number one and two. And theme number four, burn the fucking boxes and revolt. It's time to say what you mean. It's time to just burn the box, right? Step up, step out. This is the month for revolution. Now, take a slow deep breath in with me and a big exhale out. This is the end of the road for you. You have been working on this for a while. This is your last push. Do not give up. You have the strength. You have the resolve. You're just building it a little bit stronger. Hold your head up high. Remember who you are and let's fucking go. If you like today's episode, share it with a few friends that you think could benefit and leave me a 5-star review wherever you listen. Thank you for doing that. I so appreciate you. And don't forget to follow or subscribe to the show so you don't miss future episodes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.